圣名，我们很欢喜快乐来遵守安息圣日。
In the name of Lord Jesus, we have come with a heart of gladness to observe this Sabbath day.
我们在这边纪念神的创造。
We come here to remember the creation of our God.
并且来享受主耶稣的救赎。
At the same time, we're here to enjoy the salvation of our Lord.
那我们请看路加福音第六章。
Please turn to the book of Luke, chapter 6.
路加福音第六章第二十七节。
Gospel according to Luke, chapter 6, verse 27.
路加福音六章二十七节。
Chapter 6, verse 27, the book of Luke.
说你们不要论断人，就不被论断；你们不要定人的罪，就不被定罪。路加福音对三十七节。
Verse 37. Judge not, and you shall not be judged. Condemn not, and you shall not be condemned.
好，再来，你们要饶恕人，就闭门饶恕。那饶恕原文呢，叫做释放。
Forgive, and you will be forgiven. The word forgive, which is from the original word, carries the meaning release.
所以我们用这个题目说，你要释放人，你就会门释放。
So we will use this as our topic. If you release people, and you will be released.
三十七节这边有两个不要论断人，不要定人的罪。
And verse 37.
这是消极的。
It has two not, judge not and condemn not.
那我们积极的，我们要去释放人了。
And that was from the negative.Point of view, we should take the positive point of view, which is to release people.
在西方有一句话就是说你要释放，意思说你要饶恕哈，然后你要忘记 forget.
There's a saying that you should forgive and forget.
这是人间的话，这不是圣经的话。
This is derived from the common saying. This is not a saying from the Bible.
这是人间的道理。
This was a common sense.
人间道理不一定在圣经上讲得通啊。
This is not necessarily workable in the Bible.
你饶恕不一定忘得了哎。
You can forgive others, not necessarily you will forget about.
圣经告诉我们要释放，在饶恕它本身的意思说，你把它放了，放的还是在那里，你还看见它，怎么会忘记呢？
The Bible says forgive.Forgive, it carries the meaning releasing. You may forgive him, but he is still there. How can you forget about him?
我们来用约瑟的故事，我们来看他怎么样来释放他的弟兄们。
We like to illustrate this with the story of Joseph, how he released his brother.
约瑟经过一个很大的苦难。
As we all know, Joseph had gone through a great tribulation.
这个苦难我们要放在心上。
We must remember this tribulation in our heart.
如果你不把约瑟的苦难放在心上的话，圣经说这好像不太对哦。我们看阿摩斯书第六章。
You must remember the tribulation of Joseph. According to the Bible, this is what the Bible teaches. We must remember. Let's turn to the book of Amos.
阿摩斯书第六章第六节。
Amos chapter 6 verse 6.
这边神是在责备那些北国的安逸的那些人。
Here, God was rebuking the people from the northern country.
他们以为世境平安，国力强盛。
They thought everything was prosperous and their country was strong.
他们日常生活过得很舒适。
And they live a very comfortable livelihoods.
他们不只是睡着 king size 的床哦，他们睡的是比这个更好的象牙床。
They not only sleep in a king-size bed, they actually sleep on the bed that made out of ivory.
他们躺在那里。
They were lying on that bed.
他们弹琴、鼓瑟、唱逍遥歌曲。
They, while lying there, they listened to the music and songs.
他们很豪气，大碗大碗的喝酒。
And with much joy and entertaining with a lot of drinking.
他们是上等社会的人，抹的油。
They were considered the upper class of the society.
第六节的最后一句是说，却不为约瑟的苦难担忧。
The latter part of verse 6 it says, they are not grieved for the affliction of Joseph.
所以约瑟的苦难，我们应该担忧。
We should grieve for the affliction of Joseph.
我们自己可能遇到了约瑟的苦难。
We probably very likely might run into the type of affliction that Joseph had.
或是你周围的旁边那个人，他正在约瑟的苦难当中。
Or perhaps the people who are sitting next to you.It's in the midst of the affliction of that of Joseph.
约瑟的苦难是什么呢？
What is the affliction of Joseph?
我们来看创世纪第三十七章。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 37.
约瑟是一个很乖巧的小孩。
Joseph was a very good child.
他是一个很有嫉恶心肠的一个人。
He is a person who dislikes very much about evil.
他的爸爸很喜欢他。
And he was liked by his father.
所以三十七章第一节到第四节，我们看出来他爸爸特别爱他，给他做了一件彩色的衣服。
In chapter 37, verse 1 to 4, his father loved him very much, especially make a tunic of many color for him.
但是爸爸的爱没有带给他人生快乐。
But the love of his father did not bring joy to him.
他爸爸的爱带给他。弟兄们对他不和睦。
On the other hand, it brings a disharmony from his brethren.
爸爸爱他，神更爱他。
His father loved him, but God loved him even more.
所以第五节到第十一节，我们看到神特别给他做了两个梦，指示他未来的事情。
So in verse 5 to verse 11, God allowed him to have two spiritual dreams.Reveal to him what will happen to him in the future.
这是神给他的应许。
That was a promise to him from God.
只是他未来他要比他哥哥们有成就。
God revealed to him that one day in the future he would have more achievement than his brother.
神的应许没有带给他别人的尊敬，而是带给他别人的恨恶。
The promise of God to him did not bring him the respects of others, but rather hatred from others.
他爱他的弟兄。
He loved his brother.
他哥哥们去很远地方放羊。
His older brothers went to far country to shepherd sheep.
他爸爸猜他说：“你去看看哥哥们平不平安。”
His father sent him, sent Joseph to look at his brother and whether or not they are.Peace.
他对他的哥哥们心里一点都没有记恨，一点都没有猜疑啊。
He did not have any doubts or any hatred toward his brethren at all.
他就去了。
He simply with that command of his father.
他哥哥老早搬家了。
But as he arrived the place where his brother was supposed to be shepherding, his brethren had moved already.
但是十七节我们他早后来就追着去了。十七节说约瑟就追赶。他哥哥们。
In verse 17, he departed from that place and to see after his brother.
他满心的爱心追赶哥哥。
He was full of love to seek God for his brother.
他追到的是什么？
And what he had found was
追到的是自己的死期啊，自己的死路。
Was his own dead end.
十八节。
And verse 18,
哥哥们看到他来了。
His brother saw him was coming to them.
十九节
Verse 19.
哥们就说你看那做梦的来了。
The brother say to one another, say, look at the dreamer is coming.
他这个梦是神给他的梦啊，不是自己乱梦的。
Those dreams were from God. It's not something that he dreamed up himself.
因为神给他做了这个梦，所以该死。
Because God allowed him to have that dream, so his brother were condemning him to death.
他说来吧，我们把他杀了。
They say to one another, let us come and kill him.
所以约瑟的苦难从这个开始。
This was the beginning of the affliction of Joseph.
爸爸爱他。
The father loves him.
神爱他。
God loved him.
他爱哥哥们。
He loved his brother.
这些条件造成他的苦难的开始。
All these are the criteria causes the beginning of his afflictions.
你听了不难过吗？
When you heard this kind of story, wouldn't you not feel sad?
幸好他的哥哥里面还有两个比较良心的，没有把他杀死，就把他卖了。
Fortunately, out of his brothers, there were two that had more conscience, did not want to kill him, instead, sell him away.
如果你是约瑟，你能够理解吗？为什么这样子
？If you were Joseph, are you able to understand all this? Why this is happening to you?
当然，历史过了。
as we know this.
我们从后面看说，哎呀，他应该感谢神啊，后来他会当宰相，所以被卖没有关系啊。
When we look at the history, of course, now we know, we realize the reason. Yeah, later he became prime minister. He ought to thank God for that.
但是对他来讲不是哎，他不晓得明天过怎么活下去哎。
But to him at that time, he did not know what's going to happen tomorrow.
你如果从后面看的话，你会说，哎，感谢主啊，哥哥们再见喽，你卖我好啊，平安喽，以后见喽。
If you look at now from the history, from the end of the story,when he was about to be sold, he probably was saying, "Oh, salam, brother, and now we'll see again."
不是的，他被卖的时候是很哭哭啼啼的。
But this is not the case with him. When he was about to be sold, he was in tears.
我们看四十二章。
Let's read verse 42.
经过了二十二年哦。
After 20.
二十二年了、
啊。After 20,
他的哥哥们在想起他在卖他弟弟的时候，他弟弟的表情是怎么样
？Chapter 42, his brother,
我们看二十
二。His brother was trying to remember this, the situation when they were the time.
二十二年之后，他的哥哥们彼此说：“我们在弟兄上实在是有罪了。他哀求我们的时候，我们见他心里愁苦，却不肯听。所以约瑟在卖的时候是怎么样？”是哀求的，他可能说：“哥哥不要卖我，哥哥不要卖我。”他是愁苦的，是十二章第二十一节。
Chapter 42, verse 21. At the time when his brother was selling him, he pleaded with his brother not to sell him.
这样的一个人就被卖了。
And that, like that, he was sold.
他好像一条狗。或是一只鸡，这样就被带走了。
He was like a, can be compared like a dog or a chicken, a livestock, just like that. He was took away.
他能够理解吗
？Was he able to comprehend, understand?
我看他不能理解，说为什么要这样子了。
I don't think he was able to understand why that was happening to him.
三十九章。
And chapter 39.
他被带去埃及了。
He was brought to Egypt.
在当时人口买卖啊。
At that time, there was slavery. People can say.
他就卖去当奴隶了。
He was sold as a slave.
一般人在这种情况之下，整个心会垮掉。
Ordinary people in that kind of situation, probably they will become dismayed.
活一天过一天呢。
They will live like that. Seems like you live on one day at a time.
晚上看着天，问神怎么办？
At night, when you look at the sky and asking God why,
每个人神给他的工作、给他的功课都不一样。
Each and every one of us, we are given with a different responsibilities and works.
他一定会想到他的爸爸、祖父、曾祖父。亚伯兰是他曾祖父啊。神常常有时候会神向他显现，告诉他怎么办，对不对？那个。以撒也是一样，神有时候显现要那个饥荒了，神说不要下去。雅各，神还特别跟他摔跤。约瑟有没有？约瑟一生你查查看，约瑟一生神没有跟他显现过一次，没有，没有跟他讲过一次话，没有。
If you were Joseph, you probably be thinking about his ancestors, his great grandfather.Abraham, God appeared to him, and also God appeared to Isaac, his grandfather, and also to Jacob, his father, even wrestled with him in visions. But as for Joseph, God had never revealed, if we look at in the Bible, God had never revealed to him once.
神真的没有跟他讲过一次话。
God had never spoken to David, not even once.
我在台中的时候，有一个家，他有三个小孩。
When I was in Taichung, there was a family who has three children.
他给他取大的儿子叫做张问天。
He
这是有真的这样名字哦。
He
第二个把他说张望天，第三个名字叫张孝天，因为他问天望天都没有回答，只要哈哈笑了。
He had three children. The first son, he gave the son name with.Asking God, and the second one is beholding God, and the other is laughing.
于是当奴隶了。
And here we look at Joseph, he was a slave.
但是我们看他没有被奴隶这个苦难打倒。
He was not overcome by this slavery.
他不能理解。
He cannot understand why he was a slave.
但是他接受。
But he accepted.
这是两回事情。
That is two different matters.
你不能理解，但你可以接受。他真的用全心接受了。
You cannot understand, but you accepted it.Like just as Joseph was, he accepted with his heart.
因为他接受了当奴隶，所以他能够把奴隶做得最好。
Because he accepted that to be a slave, that's why he was able to be the best of the slave.
他从爱子变成奴隶，但是他没有被这个悲情所打倒。
He was a beloved son and became a slave, but he was not overcome by this tragedy.
所以他在奴隶里面当成总管。
And as among the slaves, he became the steward of the all the slaves.
并且他到那个家还带来福气。
And where he go, that family he brings blessings.
我们看三十九章第一节，我们看到说神跟他同在哦。
In chapter 39, verse 1, we see that God was with him.
我刚开始念这个时候感觉很高兴，哇，神跟他同在当奴隶，神帮助他。后来我一念到后来年纪比较大一点，念到这个那个眼泪都快掉出来，神跟我同在我当奴隶，这个是矛盾啊，是不是？
In the beginning when I read this chapter when I was younger age, I said, oh, I was very excited for Joseph, see, God with him. But as I grow older now, I read thischapter again, I realized there's a conflict. God with Joseph, how come he still was a slave?
他接受了。
He accepted.
在当时不明白。
He cannot understand why, but he accepted.
神跟他同在。
God was with Joseph.
当奴隶。
And he was a slave.
好，他现在，他很敬畏神啊。
He revered God.
他好像一个棒子，一个在掉到水里面的人，人家拿一个棒子，他一起来敲了。
He is like a person who has sunk into the water and he's trying to get out of water and someone used a baseball bat and bang him on the head again.
他第一棒是被哥哥们打下去的。
The first hit was by the brethren that he went down.
好，当奴隶现在又起来了。
Now he was a slave and he was about to come out of that situation.
第二棒子是被敬畏神这个棒子打下去的。
The second bat, was by because of he fear God.
因为他敬畏神哦。
Because he revered God.
不跟他祖母做坏。
He did not want to do what was wicked along with his mistress.
所以他要下监了。
Therefore he had to go to prison.
是不是？如果他不敬畏神，就跟他乱来的话，可能说不定那个祖母的主人的太太把他的先生毒死，他们结婚可能也有可能呢、啊。
If he did not revere God and then do what's wicked along with the mistress and then poison the master, and probably he'll become he will succeed the master.
就变成一个普通人了。他们可能搬到别的地方去，过着舒舒服服的快乐的人生。
They can move to another place and live happily ever after.
他敬畏神。
But because he revered God,
不敢作恶。
He dared not to do what was.Wicked.
所以他不敢作恶，所以要下监。
Because he dared not to do what was wicked, therefore he had to go to prison.
这好像第二棒啊，
this、
又打下去。
Seems like the second bat that hit on his head.
他越来越辛苦，这苦难越来越重啊。
And the worse his affliction gets.
当奴隶还是没有罪啊。
As a slave, you don't have sin.
现在被下到监里面，说你侮辱人家祖母，这个怎么会搞了这种罪呢？
Now he was being thrown into prison, for the sake because he tried to dishonor.
三十九章的二十一节，这边说耶和华真神跟约瑟同在。所以这个同在，有时候我们念的实在是很痛心啊。
But the Lord was with Joseph. When we read this word saying that the Lord was with Joseph, we might feel kind of sad about this.
他不明白。
He cannot understand this situation.
他接受。
But he accepted it.
并且在监牢里面做得最好。
And therefore he was able to become the best in the prison.
他在监牢当中当犯人做的最好。
He was the best of the all prisoners.
做最好是总管犯人的呢？你说犯人的头，你说你爸爸做什么？我爸爸犯人头，这个也不是很光荣的事吧
？Yes. If someone questions what your father do, he says he's the best of the prisoners. It's not something of honorable.
但是他再一次的超越他的悲哀啊。
And once again, that Joseph, we see that Joseph transcend his sad situations.
如果你刚刚那个被人家倒了1000万美金哦，我看你走到街上，你看别人在痛苦，你绝对不会看到了，因为你气得要命了，是不是？或是你遇到很悲伤的事情，你会看到别人在悲伤吗？不会的。
If you just been cheated, $10 million, and you walking on the street, you see some, it'll be very unlikely for you see anyone who has sorrows.
40:6.
Chapter 40:6.
你看他早上一起来。
We look at when he get up.
他看到两个犯人，他所服侍犯人，他们脸上愁眉苦脸。
He saw two prisoners whom he served.Was sad in facial expression.
他一定要超越自己的悲哀，才能够看到别人的悲哀。
He must transcend his own sadness in order to see the sadness of others.
他要超越自己的苦闷、愁悲，就是那个愁闷，才能够看到别人的愁闷呢。
He must be able to transcend his own difficult situation in order to see the problems of others.
他看到了，并且关心的问。
He saw their situation, and furthermore, he showed his concern.
这故事很熟，就是一个酒政，还有一个善长。
We are all familiar with this story. This was talking about the dream of the baker and the wine bearer.
他现在替酒政解闷啊。
He was interpreting for the butler.
解完之后，他这时候他心里有一个心里有数啊。他说，这个可能是神给我一个机会了。
So while he was explaining the dream to the butler, he probably thought this in his mind. Probably this is an opportunity.
酒政权很大，他每天拿酒给国王喝啊。如果他下个毒，国王就死了。
Butler has carries great authorities, because he bear a cup of wine for the king to drink every day. If he's trying to poison the king, then the king will die.
酒政的官位很高啊。
The
天天跟法老见面
了。The position of the butler is very high ranking. He is able to see Pharaoh each and every day.
解闷之后说：“你酒政，你还要官复原位。”
After he explained the dream, to the butler, he told the butler that your position will be restored.
40:14。
Chapter 40:14.
他解完闷之后，他就告诉他。
And after he had finished explaining the dream to the butler, he told the butler this.
但你得好处的时候，求你纪念我，拜托纪念我，施恩于我，在法老面前提我说，提说我，救我出这个监牢。
But remember me when it is well with you, and please show kindness to me. May mention of me to Pharaoh.And get me out of this house.
你这边你算算看多少个我啊
？Here we can count how many times mentioned about I.
他求人多少次求
？How many pleas he made?
拜托
，he begging, he begged for him.
所以这里他是从内心深处发出来的心声啊。
We see this remark is really made from the very bottom of his heart.
他不愿意做奴隶啊，他不愿意做囚犯啊。
He very much dislike and unwilling to be a prisoner and slave.
他说：“拜托。”
He pleaded it.
15节。
In verse 15.
他说：“我实在是从希伯来那地被拐出来的啦，我在这里也没有做过什么。他把我下在监里面，他不是很高兴的。”
He said he was stolen away.It was not out of his willingness that he was there.
他想这是神给他的好机会吧。
He thought that was probably a good opportunity that God was giving him.
因为解闷是出于神啊。
For dream comes explanation of the dream comes from God.
神让他有这个智慧聪明解这个闷，他想说，可能神借着他要来救我。
God allowed him this to have this wisdom able to explain dreams, so he thought probably it is through this that God is about to save him.
其实他抓住每个机会想逃出他的苦难呢。
He is trying to grab hold of every opportunity to escape that affliction.
酒正出去了。
So afterward, the butler left the prison.
官复原职了。
His office was restored.
二十三节。
Verse 23.
四十章二十三节，酒政却不纪念约瑟，竟忘了他。这是两在写圣经的时候，这是一般人如果写文章的话，这是罪词啊，不纪念忘了他，这是重复的。但是这里要告诉我们，这不是仁义啊，不是说这个酒政忘恩负义，或是他那个老人痴呆。
But in verse 23, he said the chief butler did not remember Joseph, but forgot him. It purposely, the scripture wrote about he had forgotten about him. It's written here because it is God's will, not his own intention.
这里神告诉我们是一种很大的惊奇啊，不纪念，竟忘了，怎么会忘？不可能忘嘛，是不是？
And here says.Here the scripture says that he did not remember and he forgot about him. This is really an astonishment. How can he forget something like this?
他天天端着这个酒杯，就想一定会想起他在那个监牢里面那个他怎么今天能够端酒杯，就是监牢那里面的约瑟，一定想起啊。他怎么会忘记呢？
He bears cup each and every day before Pharaoh. Whenever he bears the cup, it will remind him about Joseph.Whom explained the dream in the prison? How can he possibly forget something like that?
但是就是忘了。
But he did.
在监牢里面的约瑟天天等啊。
The Joseph who was in prison waited it each and every day.
当监门开的时候，每天都是一个希望。一开以为说，哎，今天轮到我出去了。
When the jail door is open, probably is a new hope for him each and every day. Probably is my turn to do.
因为酒正在外面，是我救星啊。
For Joseph, the butler out there, he is my savior. He supposed to be saving me.
一天，两天。
One day, 2 days.
一个月。
One month.
一年。
One year.
两年。
2 years.
四十一章第一节啊。
Chapter 41, chapter 41, verse 1.
过了两年了。
The 2 full years had passed.
酒正把他忘了两年。
This butler had forgotten about him for 2 full years.
时间是越长，忘记的机会越大嘛，是不是？
The time as time gets lengthier, longer, the easier to forget things.
好了，再来换法老做梦了。
Now it is time for Pharaoh to have dream.
在约瑟故事里面，好像是梦的人生呢、啊。
And the story of Joseph is like life is like dreams. Everyone's having dreams.
但是都是神给他们做的梦。
But actually, all these dreams are given to them from God.
约瑟做梦。
Joseph had dreams.
酒政膳长做梦。
The butler, the baker all had dreams.
法老做梦。
The Pharaoh had dreams.
这整个人生。好像在神的手中人，好像一个梦一样啊。
This life of man, it seems like in the hands of God are like dreams.
法老也没有办法解梦啊。
Pharaoh cannot explain his own dreams.
人生解梦的人是神啊。
The dream of life, the only one who can explain this this dream of life is God.
第九节。
And verse 9.
法老没有办法解闷。
Pharaoh was not able to explain his own.
第九节，那时酒政对法老说：“我今日想起我的罪来。”
Then the chief butler spoke to Pharaoh, saying, "I remember my faults this day."
这句话表示说他不是故意忘了。如果他是故意忘的话，这时候他不敢讲，对不对？
This remark, we can tell from here that this butler did not intentionally forgot about Joseph. It was out of intention. He dared not to mention something like this.
因为差太远，一个是犯人，一个是酒政，一个大官，一个那个，你不理他，就让他死了。世界上少不了这种，多一个也没有关系，少了也没有关系啊。
For the butler, position of butler is very high, high ranking.To care concern something like that in a prison, someone like that in a prison, one is not too much, one less is not too little.
难以相信的，他现在又想起了，神让他想起。
But it was out completely out of his expectation that he remembered.
他想起是说我有罪，想起我的罪啊。
What he remembered was he had fallen, he had fallen, he thought about his sins.
好，经过他这样一想起之后，当然约瑟就当宰相了。
After this came into his reminiscence, now Joseph became prime minister.
我们没有半个钟头已经讲到从苦难讲到当宰相的很快啊。
In about less than half an hour, we have talked about from the affliction of Joseph, now he became prime minister. Very quickly.
我们常常问题就出在这里咯。
This is often our problems.
人家困难说，哎呀，没有关系了，两天嘛，几个。几分钟之后就当宰相了嘛？我们三十分钟就当宰相了。
When Joseph was having problem, we said it's okay. Not long after you're going to be prime minister. Just like in 30 minutes, Joseph has become prime minister already.
所以我们对人的这个苦难，我们不会很在意啊。
So we really don't put too much heart or that affliction of others.
我们好像已经晓得它的结果了。
It seems that we know the end result already of that afflictions.
我们看创世纪四十一章。
Let's read Genesis chapter 41.
第四十六节。
Verse 46.
这时候他几岁了？三十岁了。
At this moment he was, Joseph was 30 years old.
如果我们从三十七章的第一节那边，如果我们把它算是十七岁出来的话，已经十三年了。
If we read from chapter 37 to here, that time he was 17 years old until now, 30 years old, that's period of 13 years.
人生有几个十三年?
How many 13 years does one have in his life?
你有没有过十三年当过奴隶，当被关在监牢里面十三年，你试试看哦，把你卖去当奴隶又下监十三年，出来看你变怎么样的人。
Have you gone through 13 years of being sold and then being a slave and also imprisoned? And just come out of that 13 years, what kind of person will you be?
是不是有人自愿说，好，我当奴隶，当那个囚犯十三年之后当国务卿，谁愿意呢？
Would anyone like to volunteer himself to be a slave and then to be a prisoner, and after 13 years to be a prisoner. Anyone willing to do something like that?
这时候他已经宰相。
At that time, he was a prime minister.
一人之下，万人之上。
He was under one and above all.
后来他结了婚了。
Later, he was married.
结婚也是人生一个重要的转捩点。
That's marriage also is considered one of the important turning point of life.
生孩子更是人生的转捩点。
And to have children is all the more a turning point of life.
我们常常把你的希望用名字给了你的孩子。
Oftentimes we would give our hope as a name to our children.
是不是这样？
Isn't it that's the case?
我没有办法完成的，儿子来完成。
Something that we can achieve, we like, we hope our children will accomplish for us.
我一生的希望，儿子来完成。
The hope of all my life, I would entrust my children to finish.
所以很多的公司在德国有，就是爸爸跟儿子哈。
Yeah, I mean, in Germany.
比如说 Schmidt and Son.
In German, they would oftentimes use the last name. Like Smith and Son, as the name of the company.
我们看五十一节，四十一章五十一节。
Chapter 41, verse 51.
他现在生了两个儿子了。
Now he has two sons.
第一个儿子就把他取名叫马拿西。
The first son, firstborn, he called his name to be Manasseh.
马拿西什么意思？
What's the meaning of Manasseh?
马拿西说死之忘了吧。
It said that God had forgot all his toil, it make him forgot all his toil.
忘记什么？
What,
他说忘记神所忘记一切的苦难跟我的父的全家，他要把他以前当奴隶在监牢里面的苦难忘了，并且要把他父家，就是爸爸他的哥哥们忘了吧。
He wanted to forget the trouble that he'd gone through and also his brethren.
当他说忘了吧， 又记得更清楚啊。
Actually, when he wanted to forget something like this, all the more he remembers.
人年纪越大，想小说想得越远了，很奇怪。
When people get older, the more they, the further they think, think about things.
我怎么忽然想到，我差不多六岁的时候，我爸爸有一次打我，打到那个用他的那个笨斗哈，打到那个笨斗都坏掉了。我还想起耶。
One time, I
怎么会忘记？忘不了。
All of a sudden, remember, recently, all of a sudden, remember when I was six years old, that my father beat me with this the dust holder, and the dust holder broke.
很奇怪。又想起我跟我哥哥打架。
I also very strangely, I remember the time when I was fighting with my older brother.
打到手都快折断了。
I beat him up so hard that I almost broke my arm.
你想想，你以前发生很重要的事情，有一个人打你一个耳光，你忘了吗？没有啊。你说啊，忘了又想起，又忘了忘想起。你每天说忘了吧，忘了吧，想起更想起更想起。
Those important events of our life, which all the more we try to forget about it, the more we will remember.
但我想起我爸爸打我的时候，现在我是感谢的。
Now, come to think about the time, the moment that my father beat me up, I think about it with thankfulness.
你没有把这件事情好像放在心上，好像很气。你放了，你有没有忘记？没有忘记。你原谅了，有没有忘记？没有忘记。所以，如果你说那个什么。Forgive, forget, 骗人。
Now something that I remember now, I don't get excited about it. There's a saying that you forgive and forget. Actually, that's lie. We are lying to ourselves. We cannot forget about it. We always going to remember this incident.
你饶恕了，你释放他了，你没有忘记哦。
You can forgive others, you can release him, but however, you cannot forget that.
接下来约瑟要哭了。
And continue, we see that Joseph is going to be in tears.
他虽然第一个儿子说忘了吧。
Even though the first son, he called him Manasseh to forget.
他的苦难在他心里面紧紧的抓着他，忘得了吗？
That,
就是忘不了才会取这个孩子的名字。
That sorrow, affliction of Joseph got a hold of him, and how can he forget about it? That's the very reason he named his firstborn Manasseh.
他如果真的忘了，就不会取，就不会说忘了，是不是
？If he really had forgotten all those toils that he had gone through, he would not trying to forget, try to forget.
第二个儿子，他把他取名字叫做以法莲。
And the second name of his second son is Ephraim.
就是昌盛。
That means be fruitful.
他好像说忘了过去，有个新的开始。
Now it seems like he say, "Do you want to forget his past until you have the new beginning?"
但是事情还没有解决啊。
But that did not take care of the matter.
这虽然有这样的励志啊。
Even though he had that kind of resolution,
但是他的心结，他十个哥哥的恶行对他的苦待，他这十几年来、十三年来的苦难，忘得了吗？忘不了，
but,
忘不了。
But the knock that.Of the selling him by his brother and also the affliction that he had gone through, can he actually forget? No, he cannot forget them.
好了，现在全世界在当时发生饥荒了。
And now it comes the famine. It was all over the land in his time.
哥哥们来了。
His brother came to.
我们看四十二章。
And chapter 42.
第六节以下。
Verse 6.The latter part,
当时约瑟当宰相
that time Joseph was,
高高的坐在那里
was the governor, he was sitting far on,
他的哥哥们趴在地上拜他
his brethren had to fall to the ground to worship him
第七节
verse 7
十三年了
for 13 years
他现在穿着是华丽的宰相的衣服他的哥哥们还是牧羊人一群、啊、
and now theHis garment is very,
我们看第七节。
Glamorous.
约瑟看见他哥哥，就认得他们。
And he,
认得他十几年哦，忘了吗？ 没有啊。
Sitting very high in the sea and saw his brother still a shepherd. And when his brother came, he recognized them right away.
你看他一他当宰相一一天多少人全世界在他那边买粮食啊？多少人来啊？如果不注意的话，认不出来啊。
That you know he being a prime minister selling food to people all over the world. If he really don't be careful of it.How can he recognize? He can easily.
他认得他们，但是却装作生人哦。
But he recognized them, but he pretend him to
a stranger
to them.
他向他们说些严厉的话。
Verse 7, he spoke to them harshly.
说你们从哪里来
？And saying, and say to them, where do you?
他这故意问的，他怎么不晓得他们从哪里来呢
？He purposely, intentionally asked them in that manner.
第九节
，No, verse 9.
约瑟想起从前所做的那两个梦。
Then Joseph remembered the dream which he had dreamed about them before.
他刚生儿子说忘了吧，现在怎么样？又记起来了。
When he just had the son, he named his son, said, "Forget about them. Now they come." He remembered right away.
忘不了。
He cannot forget.
他一记起来。
Once he remembered.
就原谅了吗？没有啊，事情没有解决啊。
Does he forgive about them? No, the matter is not settled like that. And verse 14,
约瑟开始报复了。
Joseph started to take revenge on himself.
他对他们哥哥说
，He told his brother,
说你们是奸细啊。
They told him, you are spies.
在当时奸细砍头的。
In those days, if you are a spy, your head will be chopped off.
一死还一死啊。因为他以前要把他杀死，现在怎么样？奸细。他还晓得他们这些哥哥是什么无知的放羊的，在当时那个埃及人对放羊人很生气啊，很看不起的。
A stone for a stone, and he know his brother in his ignorance. In those days, the Egyptian they horned those shepherds.
第十七节。
In verse 17,
约瑟就把他们放在监里面三天。
Joseph put them all together in prison for 3 days.
这三天对他们哥哥来讲也是暗无天日啊！
Days,
因为你不晓得明天怎么样，人最痛苦就是这个时候。
Those 3 days of in prison to those to his brethren probably is really scary because they don't know what's going to happen.
这三天里面，约瑟的心也是挣扎的。
In those 3 days, the heart of Joseph must be struggling too.
十八节。
In verse 18.
到了第三天，约瑟对他们说：“我是敬畏神的。”
And on the third day.Joseph said to them, I fear God.
他是敬畏神的。
He fear God, he said.
敬畏神的人也不是说不会生气啊，也会啊。
A person who fear God, not necessarily will not be angry.
但是敬畏神的人
they will be angry too.
敬畏神的人会收敛。
But the person who fear God will control, discipline themselves.
你敬畏神，你人家气你，不是说不会生气啦，那不是人啦，气，但是呢，能够克制啊。不会出手打人或是害人。
Person who fear God, not that he will not become angry, he will be angry too, but he will control himself. He will not harm people or beat people up because of his anger.
但是怎么办呢
？But what can he do?
我们看第二十一节。
As we verse 20.
哥哥们，你看，到时候是二十二年了。
On this moment, about 22 years.
你看约瑟当宰相。的时候已经他离家十三年，对不对
？When Joseph became a prime minister, he had left his home for 13 years already.
那再接下来七年的丰年
，and then continued the 7 years of bountiful years.
就二十年
，that's 20 years.
那接他哥哥来的时候，因为他后来他要接爸爸的时候说，那个饥荒只有两年了，还有五年，所以如果我们用这样时间比较紧凑来算的话，这时候二十二年。
When he was wanted his father to come down to Egypt, and that he mentioned that was the second years. So 2 years plus 20 is 22 years at this point of
time. 你害人的心也不会是那么好过的了。
Those who betray people or harm people, not necessarily.
二十二年之后，他们哥哥们心里的那个障碍没有解除，他们现在遇到苦难了，马上第一反应是什么？可能二十二年前，我们弟弟在哭在叫，哦，在痛哭的时候，我们不听他的，所以我们现在换到我们被下监了。马上想起自己的苦，
now,
那个罪。
After 22 years, When something happened to them, and right away it brings back the memory at the moment when his younger brother would plead for his life, pleaded them, they remember this right away. Probably that fault, that guilt is haunting them now.
哥哥们内心的自责,
the internal conscience that is striking them.
听在敬畏神的约瑟的耳朵里面,
and in the hearing of the brother of Joseph who feared God, it really touched him.
他们哥哥们用他们的土话在讲, 就希伯来话在讲, 他们以为这个约瑟听不懂,
those older brothers were speaking to one another in Hebrew. They thought Joseph did not understand.
约瑟听得懂,
but Joseph understood.
约瑟看到哥哥们二十几年来那种心结,那种害人的这种罪恶感还在那里没有消除, 他自己也心疼啊。
Joseph, after hearing his older brother being conscience stricken for the fault that he had been they had done to him, he felt sad too, because Joseph was a person who feared
敬畏神的人才能够同情人啊。
Only a person who feared God.
如果他是一个心很硬的人说，哈，你看吧，害我二十年来，你们还心里这样子，再给他更点苦。
If he did not fear God and he would have a heart like a stone, he would only think about himself, saying, if you cause this to me, I will cause you even further harm.
24节,
Verse
24.
And Joseph turned himself away and wept. Joseph wept.
经过哭,人哭为什么?就是那种情绪的不平衡嘛。
Why people weep because they are not emotionally balanced.
你很高兴，平常非常高兴也是会哭嘛，高兴的哭了。If
you are really exceedingly joy, you will be in tears too.
这时候他内心感动了。At
this moment, Joseph was really touched inside.
用哭好像心灵的洗涤啊，把他的以前的那个放不下的那些重担。
But it did not clean everything away completely.
他还没有办法面对哥哥们跟他们相认啊,
he was not able to face and to be recognized with his brother.
没有那么容易耶,
it's not that easy, do you know that?
他到后面哭了一场,
he went behind and wept. After weeping, he came back.
哥哥们,他就粮食给他们啊,
then he gave food to his brethren, and then he came back again.
第二次他们带来了他的小弟,
and the second time they brought back his younger brother.
我们看第43章,
chapter
43:29。这个约瑟举目看见他同母的小弟便雅悯，就对他说，就说你们像我所说的那个小兄弟就这位吗？又说小儿啊，愿神赐恩给你。
Joseph, after lifting his eyes, said, it is the younger brother of whom you spoke to me. And he said, God be gracious to you, my son. And verse 30.
敬畏神的人有亲情啊,
a person who fear God is compassionate.
三十节说,约瑟爱弟之情发动,就急忙寻找可哭之地,进入自己的房屋,哭了一场。
And verse 30, it says, his heart yearned for his brother, so he made haste and sought some place to weep.
这次哭得更厉害啊。
This time, he wept even more.
第一次, 你看, 第一次他, 当宰相哦，他是转身进到里面，从容的进去，哭了一场又回来，好像没事啊。第二次要赶快了，不然来不及啊，那个眼泪好像水龙头要掉了，赶快找一个越级啊，赶快，他这边说急忙找可哭之地，赶快哭一哭，然后呢哭到不能出来了，要洗拔脸呢。三十一节，他洗了脸出来，才勉强隐忍着跟他们讲话。
First time when his brother came, and he was a prime minister, and he was at ease, and he can make the and go behind and weep. But this time he had to make haste. He will be discovered, and then after the weeping, he even have to wash his face.
这是他第二次哭了。
That was the second time he wept.
在每次哭里面，他放掉他哥哥一点。
Every time
放掉他一点嘛，释放他嘛。
Every time he wept, he released a little bit of his brethren.
其实你没有办法饶恕人，其实你是自己被绑着啊。
If you can, you know, in actuality, if you cannot forgive someone, you are actually in bondage yourselves.
他现在放掉哥哥一点，相对的，他还放掉自己一点。
And now he releases his brother a little bit. At the same time, he is releasing himself.
他第一次哭了。
The first time he wept.
第二次哭了。
And second time he wept again.
四十五章。
And verse 45, chapter 45.
第一节。
Verse 1.
这时候他要跟哥哥相认了。
This time he will admit himself to his brother.
更急了。
This time he's even more haste.
他跑不掉了。
He had no way to run.
没有时间了。
No time to run.
他约瑟在左右站着人面前情不自禁吩咐一声说：“人都离开我出去。”他现在自己跑不了，叫着别人跑。
Now Joseph, he could not restrain himself before everyone stood before him, and he cried out, may everyone go out from me. He cannot run to somewhere to cry, so he asked someone else to run.
看第二节。
Verse 2.
他就放声大哭啊。
Then he wept out loud.
哭出了他内心几年来被绑住的苦情。
He wept out loud of all the year that he is being bounded because of this affliction.
他不要人家听哦，但是呢，人家都听到了。
He did not want others to hear him, yet actually everyone heard.
你看埃及人跟法老家众人都听见了，因为他哭得太大声了。
The Egyptians and also the house of Pharaoh all heard about it because his crying was too loud.
他说：“我是约瑟啊，我爸爸还在吗？”他很关心爸爸，我弟弟啊。有亲情。
I'm Joseph. Does the father still alive? He very much concerned about his father because he's a person of affections.
他哭了。
He wept.
我们看十四节。
Verse 14.
这约瑟就趴在他小弟的脖子上面。
Then he fell on his younger brother's Benjamin's neck.
便雅悯也在他颈项上。
And Benjamin also wept on his neck.
这第三次。
This is the third time he wept.
哭了，这次哭的实在是惊天动地啊。
The weeping this time is so loud, everyone knows.
他本来说忘了，忘不了。
Previously he said he wanted to forget about it, and actually he cannot forget.
但是他要原谅他们。
But he want to forgive them.
因为他本身是敬畏神。
For he fear God.
这是一个动力，这是一个基础啊。
This is it is the momentum and this is the foundation.
用什么方式来原谅人
？How what kind of method can we forgive others?
用超越。
Try to transcend out of that situation.
他慢慢的在体验神的意思。
Gradually trying to understand and comprehend the will of God for him.
我们看四十五章的第五节。
Chapter 45, verse 5.
这里是很有名的，说神差我这里来。
This is a well-known remark that God has sent me here.
第四节是说你们卖我到这里来。
That you saw me here.
那是神差我来。
But it is God who sent me here.
这差很远呢。
These are great discrepancies between the two.
你被人家卖是人间的记恨，人间的要让你死。那神差你来，好像你是神的大使啊。如果以新约来讲的话，他是什么使徒啊？这个差太远了吧？
If you are being sold, it is because out of hatred and envy that you are sold there to Egypt. But if you are being sent, and that you are like an ambassador of God, or in the New Testament, you are like an apostle.
完全改变了。
This is completely different.
但是他要经过哭一次、两次、三次才有的结果啊。
But this must be going three times of weepings.That comes to this kind of realizations.
这个也是他苦难过了之后才有的结果。
This is also a result of after he had gone through his afflictions.
如果我们把这句圣经放到三十七章，那这样就很不公平了。
If we trying to place this part of the scriptures into in part with chapter 37, that would become.
我们如果一开始就说。约瑟被卖没有关系，他以后会当宰相。
That would be kind of unfair to Joseph if in the beginning, once Joseph is sold, we say it's okay, he will become.
他下监没有关系，以后会当宰相。
And if he is in prison, we say it's okay, he will become a prime minister.
我们看过没有那么容易啊。
But if we see all this, it's not that easy, do you know?
就是他要领悟到这个道理，也要哭一次、两次、三次才有办法。
Even for him to understand, have this type of realizations, he must weep one time, two time, and three time before he is able to have this.Recognition.
这时候他心完全开了。
At this moment, his heart was completely open.
能够面对的哥哥们。
He at that time able to make himself known to his brother.
他能够晓得神更高的旨意啊。
For that moment, he understand there is a higher way and will of God for him.
但是要达到这一刹那，要经过二十几年的煎熬啊。
But to reach that moment, it require 20 some.Years of sufferings, afflictions.
这段煎熬不可忽视。
And we cannot neglect that period of afflictions.
所以神在责备那些安逸的人，说你们不把约瑟的苦难当作担忧的事情，你把它当成好玩，或是你把它当成说可以随便用这个来勉励的。
So God was rebuking those people who are at ease and comfortable, living a comfortable life, that you do not grieve the affliction of Joseph.
在第四十六章，第
三十节，
他又哭了。
He wept again.
当然，见到他爸爸是会哭的。
Of course, he after meeting his father, he will be in tears.
看五十章。
And chapter 50,
第一节
，verse one.
他爸爸死了。
His father died.
又哭了。
He wept again.
一生里面，像耶利米是哭蛮多的了哈。眼泪是汪汪，但是呢，哭一生一直哭的这个约瑟是从开始一直哈、哦，就是从认了之后一直哭，好日子在哭啊，不是坏日子哭啊。
In the Bibles, Jeremiah was a prophet who lament, who wept a lot. But we look at Joseph, he also wept many times too in the Bible.
爸爸死了之后
，After his father died，
他也哭了， he、哭了之后
，After he wept。
以为事情过了吗
？Do you think that's the end of it？
还没有。
No, that's not yet.
对他来讲，他已经放了哥哥们。
To him, he had released his brethren already.
对他来讲，已经自由了。
To him, he had set himself free already.
但是哥哥们放得下吗
？But can his brethren be released？
没有办法。
No.
爸爸死了。
The father died now.
这时候哥哥们紧张了。
Now his older brethren became nervous.
他哥哥们以为说，因为是爸爸在，所以我这个小弟不敢下手。现在爸爸死了，他可能会下手害我们。
The older brethren thought probably because our father is around, so this younger brother dare not to put his hand on us. Now the father is gone.
创世纪五十章第十五节。
Chapter 15.
他的哥哥们看见说爸爸死了，就说约瑟可能还怀恨哦。他的哥哥们也认为说不那么容易的啦、我们害他这个样子不那么容易就会忘了啦。
When Joseph's brothers saw that their father was dead, they said perhaps Joseph will hate us. His brother It's not that easy that our younger brother is going to forgive us like that.
他一定会足足地报复我们。
He will pay us and give the full treatment.
所以他哥哥们就差人去告诉那个约瑟说爸爸还没死的时候就已经讲了要饶恕哥哥们。
So his older brother sent someone to Joseph and said, while our father is still alive, already told you that to forgive us.
第十七节, 他们,
Verse 17.
他们要对耶稣这样说,
they must,
从前你哥哥们恶待你啊, 求你饶恕他们, 念的过患和罪恶, 如今求你饶恕你父亲, 神之仆人的过患, 他们对耶稣说这话, 最后耶稣怎么样? 约瑟哭了。
In verse 17, they have to say in this manner to Joseph. He said, I beg you, please forgive the trespasses of your brothers and their sin, for they did evil to you. Now please forgive the trespasses of
the servant of God and your father. 22节就死了嘛，对不对？
From the beginning Joseph wept until now he wept again.
他人生的就是到最后的还是要再哭一次。
Even when he was about to die, the moment he still had to weep again.
他哭完之后对他哥哥们用安慰的话，亲爱的话安慰他们。
After he wept with comfort and word of kindness, he spoke to his brethren.
他想哥哥啊， 这么久了， 你们怎么这个担子还没有放下呢？
He thought to himself, thought it this way, oh, older brother, been such long time already, why still you carry this burden in your
约瑟哭了。
Joseph wept.
你要释放人， 你自己也会被释放。
You must release others in order to release yourselves.
你没有办法， 绝对没有办法 忘记人家对你的坏， 没有办法， 这骗人啊。
You cannot forget the wrong that others had done to you. This, if you say you forgot about it, you are lying to others and yourselves.
你要释放。
You must release them.
你不释放,
if you don't release them, this also becomes a burden to yourselves.
你释放了他,
if you release him,
就是饶恕了他,
that is to say you have forgiven him,
神也饶恕了你,
then God will also forgive you.
释放人,
if you release others, you will also be released.
所以约瑟哭了。
That's why Joseph wept.